Got a great voice.
At a youth project in South London, any promise of money to get kids into jobs or training is music to the ears of unemployed teens, even if it is a somewhat familiar tune. How many times have politicians tried to help young people?
It is incredibly important that at that very vital moment in someone's life, when they're, you know, when they're in their teens, that they don't lose the kind of ambition and the hope and the optimism about working, because once that's lost, all the evidence is it has a long-term scarring effect and makes it very difficult for youngsters then to move into stable employment as adults.
The government proposes to give businesses and charities as much as £2,200 for each youngster they get earning or learning. And there's a growing number of them. Almost one in five 16 to 24-year-olds are out of education, employment or training. Employers simply aren't impressed. New research suggests nearly three-quarters believe we're developing a largely unemployable underclass of people.
The skills that they're not coming out with are employability skills, things like communication skills, the ability to work in a team, punctuality. So there are things that employers really, really value that aren't being transferred to the workforce.
Yet those who work most closely with them say young people, far from fulfilling the stereotype of work-shy youth, are in fact desperate to get into the workplace.
The young people we work with, they are disengaged. They have been out of school for some time, but it's not the fact that they don't want to improve themselves through education or employment. They're finding it very difficult to re-engage.
If we can get a New York back to Manchester non-stop, that's 6 hours 40.
At this business, there's more than a touch of scepticism. After all, a little more than £2,000 barely buys a family holiday these days, let alone achieves significant progress with some of the UK's most poorly educated children.
It's flawed before it's even started. There's a lot of work that needs to go into these members of staff. And by us actually doing lots of work to actually get one of these members of staff, what's all that about? Certainly as an employer, and seeing young children or kids 16 to 17 as we have now, they're just not interested. They're not interested in working.
It's but one part of the government's strategy. Many parents will tell you surly teenagers quickly become adults, and they too are in line for assistance. But all these schemes take time to bed in and run smoothly, and what unemployed young people want is help now.